Oh my goodness. Oh, tell you what, I'm still kind of recovering from last weekend in a sense, but I don't think I'll ever actually recover per se because I want to be transformed. How many of you were able to make it last week? Most people were. What'd you think about Pastor Dan Moeller? Definitely a different type of person than what a lot of people thought. And love his ministry, love what God is doing through him and to him and using him in awesome ways. And it was just a great time. I really feel like it was a great time to have him here just to impart some things, some great truths, some great knowledge, and also the presence the Lord was with us. And we were filled. I mean, last Sunday we were filled to capacity. Didn't that seem nice? Wasn't that kind of nice? It's nice seeing everything so full. Again, yes, again. And we'll be there again too. So it's going to be good stuff. Can't wait to see what the Lord's going to do. Amen. Well, let's just pray first before we get into things. So, Father, we just thank you right now that you're doing great things in us, through us, and to us, oh God. You've got great things in store for us. You've got great plans for us. And Father, right now we just surrender our lives to you afresh and anew because it's all about you, this Christian walk. It's all about you, Father. We can live our own way and we can do our own things, but we will never be fulfilled, nor will those desires ever stop desiring more and more and more. There is a emptiness that only you can fill, Father. And Lord, we give our lives to you because of what you did for us on Calvary 2,000 years ago. And we thank you, Father, that you did. And we love you. And we join with you in seeing people come to the realization of who they are in you and what they can become, and being completely fulfilled here on earth as they will be for eternity in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I just want to give you a moment. So I saw a lot of hands over here from the conference. I want to give you a moment to share what the Lord did in your hearts at the conference, whether it was a healing, or whether it was something the Lord put on your heart, or some revelation, or something that happened to you after this past week, after the conference and things like that. I want to give you an opportunity to be able to share that here in a few minutes. So if you can be thinking about that, and that'd be awesome. But I want to thank everyone for helping out with the conference. It was not a one-person do-it-all. It was not that. And I really appreciate the pastoral staff, Pastor Steph, Pastor Kurt, Pastor Steve. Really appreciate everyone behind us, as well as many of the other workers that helped out. So I want to say thank you so much for helping out with that, because that was huge. And we had people from everywhere. We had people from Washington State, from Kentucky, from Indiana. I mean, from Virginia. We had people from New York. I mean, it was just, and from New Jersey. We had a ton of people that were from everywhere that were hungry for what God wants to do in their lives. It was awesome because we're not alone, CLCC. We're not alone. We might think some days, oh, it's just this little church. It's not. There is a huge body of Christ that wants to see his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we get to be a part of that. So whenever you think, well, it's just little old me, it's not. You're part of a greater thing. You're part of a greater body. And I always want to encourage you with that. Saturday night was awesome at the conference. I know for me, we got to see, I counted about 15 people totally healed, which was awesome. And then I saw about 10 people that were partially healed. And that was amazing what God did that night. So happy what he did. And then I heard a lot of other testimonies after that about one couple was driving to West Virginia, just driving to West Virginia. That's where they were going. They were just going to West Virginia. And then they saw the sign, "Welcome Dan Moeller." And they're like, "No, that's not the same Dan Moeller we watch on YouTube. Couldn't be." And they're like, well, maybe it is, maybe it's not. So then they come in and say, is this the Dan Mueller on YouTube? Is that Dan? And they got to meet him, and they're saying, oh, we're going to be at the service today. So it was kind of hilarious because they were on their way to West Virginia to go take care of some stuff back to their families, and they saw the sign, like, we're going to stay here. And so they were able to be there that night, and God really ministered to them. So it was awesome to see that happen. But also with that group, with that couple was, they were talking in the car about some of the things that they were going through. And they're like, God, we really need your clarity. We really need your vision on these things. We really need you to step in and give us some truth in these areas. And wouldn't you know it, when they came to the conference that night, God met every one of those things. Confirmed it, gave them the truth they needed. They're like, wow. They left and said, we are so thankful you guys had this, because we really needed to hear from this from the Lord. Come on, somebody. That's amazing, isn't it? Our God knows what we need, especially in our times of need. It's so amazing. We had a couple from Washington State. That was amazing. They were visiting family at Delaware, and then the whole family came in. I mean, there was like 22 of them. It was a big family. It was a really big family. They had kids and everything. You saw them all, and they were just like, we're just going to go there, and we're just going to enjoy it. It was amazing. Oh, yeah. It was just a lot of good things. One of the things that really, before I give you a moment to share, one of the things that I really latched onto for me was the part about shining. And he mentioned that a lot. And that's what the transformation does. So what he talked about is many different things, and we could throw up a 100 of YouTube, messages from Dan and have him really go into that, and it's awesome. And I would encourage you to revisit some things. On our website, we have what he we have the audio versions, and on Facebook, we have the video versions. But the one thing that he really spoke to me was to shine. And what he meant by that was, no matter your situation or what's going on in your life, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad, maybe it's horrible, maybe it's physical, maybe it's mental, maybe it's financial, maybe it's spiritual. He said that no matter what's going on in your life, never let your circumstances supersede God's goodness. Never let your current circumstances define who God is. And I was like, wow, that's powerful. Because we can do that, can't we? It's so easy to do that. And he talked about why we do that. And he's like, if we start asking questions, why did you allow that? Why is that happening? Why is this happening? We're letting our circumstances dictate who our identity is. Instead of being a son or daughter of God, we become sons and daughters of ourselves. Because when you start asking questions about why, God, why, it becomes less about him and all about you. Isn't that true? Right. It's true. It's hard truth. It's not easy to digest that. I'm not saying it's easy to do, because there's a lot of situations that we go through that are very difficult. I met a woman last night. I was at the movement church. They were doing something down in Shippensburg, doing an outreach, which was great. Saw some people come to the Lord. It was really great. Met a woman down there, and she had a nice presence about her. She was very, very encouraging, very... She was from a church down there in Shippensburg. And I was like, I really appreciate, you ministering to people, you talking to people. And she just had a nice, a sweet spirit. And she said, you know what? My son was killed when he was 21 in a brutal murder. Now, how many of you know, if something like that happened to you, a family member, that's it. You're done with God. You're done with living the Christian life. You're done with everything. And with tears in her eyes, she said, That might have happened, but I chose to forgive and walk in His forgiveness. I was like, wow, what an awesome example of God shining. What an awesome example of God shining. Because when the darkness is greatest, that's when we can shine the brightest. No matter what we're going through, and I'm not diminishing anything what people are going through. I don't diminish that. Pain is pain. It's rough. Pain and suffering are rough. Do I want it? No, I do not want pain or suffering. I do not. I like my comfort. When I was over in India, I did not have comfort. I did not have it. I was sick for 3 whole days, hallucinating, just stomach and everything just going crazy. It was horrible. It was not comfortable at all. And when I got back over to the States, I'm like, oh, my nice bed. Oh, my pillow. I can drink the water. You know, I'm just so happy. But when I was in that situation, it was horrible. I wasn't sure if I was going to make it back on my flight the day before we left. I was thinking I might have to go to an Indian hospital and I might die there because it's not as sanitary as United States hospitals. All these thoughts were going through my mind. But yet God, in the midst of all that, was there with me the whole time. We can think of things that God's done in our lives, times that we've had, hard times that we've had. And we can either shine because of it and rely on God, or we can question God and make it all about us. Because folks, becoming a Christian is denying yourself and living after Him. Making that old thing pass away, that old thing, that old body, and behold, all things become new. A new creation in Christ. Come on, somebody. But that's enough about what's going on with me. I love that Dan Moeller talked about shining. And I'll give you one more thing, and then I'll stop, and then I'll let somebody else speak with what the Lord shared with them. The one last thing I would say, my throat's getting a little froggy. I can feel it. There we go. That's a little better. And the last thing I'll say is when Damo was talking about shining, I was like, wow. If you heard his testimony on what he went through and who he was before, you would have thought before he was an unreached person. You would have thought there's no way this man is ever going to get saved, ever going to live for Jesus, or do anything in the kingdom whatsoever, significantly or small in the kingdom, if you heard his testimony. And then now we see Dan Moeller doing all these things great for Christ. I mean, it is a miracle that he was even here. Did you know that Dan Moeller travels between 47 to 49 weeks of the year that he's gone out on conferences? Did you know he also receives over 3,000 invites per year for churches of substantial sizes, conferences, and things like that? He only gets to about 3% of the invites he gets to do. How amazing it is. I'm not tooting anyone's horn. I'm just saying God said, I want him here for now. I want him here for now. He spoke to Dan and said, yep, accept this one. That's how much God loves us. I mean, some of you maybe never heard him before, and that's fine, but he is in the bigger realms of people speaking. And it's awesome that God loves us. He's like, God was like, I want you to hear this guy. And it's amazing. But I love seeing where Dan was and where Dan is. And I want to challenge you because God's really challenged me on this. And I feel like this is for the whole body. Challenge you on becoming more shining than what we are currently. And you might say, well, Pastor Van, what do you mean by that? What I mean is, let's not react to our situations like we normally would. And I understand the Dan Muller that we saw last weekend was not the very first Dan Muller we would have saw after he got saved and committed his life. Those two Dan Mullers are worlds apart. But there is a progression that God led him down to become the man he is now. We need to start progressing. We need to start going into that. And it's by a simple thing. The thing that I started doing with my life, and this is just a simple thing that I decided to start doing, is like, I'm not going to let my situation dictate what I'm feeling today. I'm not going to do it. So with all in my job and my areas, you know, where I've been, I would always, you know, someone asked me, how you doing, man? I'm like, I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine. You know, the normal response, I'm not doing great, but I'm not doing bad. You know, I'm living the dream sarcastically, you know. And don't we say those type of things? We do. Oh, I'm just living the dream, you know. Waiting for that retirement, I guess, yeah. You know, some of you that retire are like, wow, man, you better enjoy it now because, you know, it's a different story. But I was like, you know what? I need to be better about that. I need to be more intentional than just going along with the flow because God has done so many great things in my life. I'm not giving him any glory for that when I'm just saying those things. So now in my wording, if someone asks, Van, how you doing? I say this now, and this is a step. I mean, there's all different steps that we take, but I'm saying, you know what? I'm doing really good, and I'm thankful. And that throws people off, and that's okay. It's a little bit different. I know my coworkers are like, okay. That wasn't quite the normal response that we would expect, and that's okay. I'm doing really good and thankful, and not because I'm doing really good maybe, but because he is really good. And I'm thankful that I get to be with him. That's what my response is. And I'm starting to work that in more so with doing things with my children, with my wife, loving my wife as Christ loves the church even more, and not getting so upset about things. Because marriage is tough. I don't know if you know about this, but let me just give you a news flash. Marriage is tough. For you young guys, it's wonderful, but it's tough. It is. There's a lot of miscommunication, and then if you throw kids in the mix of it, but you want your own way, but they want their own way, a lot of compromising, push and pull. But you know what? Love doesn't push or pull. Love is amazing. It never fails. And I'm like, Lord, I want to love my wife and love my kids like you want me to. So there had to be some changes I need to make. Now, I'm not going overnight. It wasn't like overnight, oh, Pastor Van's a perfect husband now and a perfect father. No, I wish that would have happened. Trust me. I would have loved that to happen. But that didn't happen. But I'm making steps. And I want to challenge you guys to make steps and shining. Let the Lord speak to you. Maybe it's about one area or another area, but let him speak to you about an area like, Lord, where can I shine more? Where can I glorify your name more? Where can I enjoy you more, Father? And let other people see the joy that I have. Because if we're no different from the world, what are we doing? I mean, really? Why would the world want something that we have if it looks the exact same that they have? No difference. All right. I'm going to shut up for a minute. So I want to give anyone an opportunity to talk about what God did, whether it was healing of heart, healing of physical, whether it was a truth or revelation that they got from last week or last weekend. I want to give you a moment to be able to share that for everyone. So, if you would like a mic, I will bring this around. If you don't, you don't have to. But if you'd like to, I want to do that. So who's going to be bold and say, yep, I got one first? Oh, Karen, all right. Would you like the mic? Would you like to come up? Or are you just going to sit there? Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's awesome, Jack. That's good. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate that. Yeah. And it's interesting because Dan talked about that. He's like, you know, we're all, if you look around, we're all different. Different. We got different hair. I mean, I wish I had Ashton's hair sometimes. It'd be kind of nice. It'd be pretty cool, though. But I look kind of interesting then. But, you know, be all right. You know, we all are different. And it's funny because God didn't call us all to be Dan Mohlers. He didn't call us that way. He called you to be who you are, but be it in Him. And you have a specific set of skills, a specific calling that you can do that. But we all are sons and daughters of the King, though. That's where we can be unified in. But we are all called to be different. Amen. Good stuff. And when we shine, like Jack was saying, when we shine, people around us are going to be affected by that. And then we might see some more of these seats filled up too. Just saying. Who else has something else? Mike.
I'll tell you after church, okay?
Yeah, they both got healed that night on Saturday night, which was great, you know. But I mean, it was, I know my wife got touched by the Lord on that because she'd been dealing for 2 years for stuff. And even, you know, even if you weren't healed, Dan did say this, even if you weren't healed, healing's not a time or a place. And don't get a theology on why I wasn't healed or what could I do better or things like that. Just walk and say, Lord, I thank you for your healing. And just stay and keep it right there. Just keep it right there. That's it. And above all, he said, make sure you shine. I'll never know why some people are not healed. I won't. Even Catherine Kuhlman had things like that. Even some of the greatest healing evangelists had people that weren't healed. My father wasn't healed. And I could go on about why that happened. Because if you want to talk about a man, I mean, I always go back to my dad's story. If you want to talk about a man that should never have anything happened to, that was him. A mistake by a nurse bumping a laser while cutting in his brain, cuts off an artery to his brain, dies, then comes back. Man of God, nothing going on in his body. Worst condition was, worst prognosis for the operation was, he might not see out of his left eye, ends up dying, having a major stroke, coming back, bringing him back to life twice. And then being left in a wheelchair and confined for the rest of his life from being a man and a big, burly man. And my father, I wish you could have met him before and after the surgeries, because if you want a good representation of my father before the surgery was, you put Pastor Al, you put Pastor Al's grand aurora, you know, you put his grand thing, if you remember Pastor Al, you put him with Pastor Steve and his logistical mind, with Pastor Kurt's connecting ability and loving, that's my father. It took three men to make up my dad. That's how much of a larger of life person. And he had a booming voice. Whenever he would enter a room, it was like a tornado and you knew Barry Hussey was there. That's what it was. That's what my father was. He was wild. But he loved people. Man, he loved people. I mean, I kind of hate to think about him and Pastor Al up in heaven. And boy, Jesus being like, hey, guys, you got to keep it down a little bit. Y'all are too loud, you know? I mean, I can think of that right now. Like, wow, they're having such a good time up there. But it's just like, wow. And I was like, why, God, did you never heal this man? Because I thought that he was going to heal him. I'd have my dad restored, and then we would go and redeem the time that I'd lost with him and have a great time ministering with him, preaching with him, doing great things. And that never happened. Never happened. And I don't know why the Lord decided to take him. I don't know why those things happened. But at the end of the day, I say, Lord, you shine greater with your plan for Barry Hussey than I could in my life. I'm not going to ask you why. I'm going to say thank you for giving me the time I had with my father. So it's good. It's good. Lord, so good about healing, so good about doing things. I love it. I love it. Anyone else have anything to share? Oh, go ahead, Marty. Yes.
It's not
awesome.
Where I want it to be, but
yeah.
It's diminishing.
Amen. Amen. That's good, Marty. Yeah, I mean, it's good stuff. So much good stuff. And I liked what Pastor Dan said about, you know, about what the enemy's tactic is. I mean, the enemy's tactic is to keep you from Christ, to not have you any knowledge of that. And then if he can't keep you away from Christ, then he says, I'll make you ineffective to not be able to shine. And that's it. That's all the devil does. And he'll do anything that he can to try to make you either not come to him, not come to Christ, or to receive that. But if he loses that battle, then he's like, all right, well, I'll make him ineffective. I'll do something. I'll have him get hurt by someone or someone in the family or someone in the church or something like that. And I'll have them get hurt by that. And so they'll no longer be effective for the kingdom. But I love how Dan said, don't let those things sway you. Don't let those situations sway you from God's love and from giving love that he has. Because we can't do that in our own flesh. We can't do that. We have to rely on him to give us that, to really be able to shine for him. Amen. Anyone else? I got one more. Anyone else for one more? Yeah, sure, go ahead, Dancing. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Love the body of Christ. Love the body of Christ. So good. That's so good. Well, folks, shine. That's what we got to do. That's it. I mean, if there's a topic for this Sunday, it's just shine. And that's all I got. And that's all he gave me. And that's all I want to preach. And we're good with that. So let's just close in prayer then. Father, I just thank you right now that we're called to shine, Father. We're called to be different. We're called to love because this world doesn't even know love. They know commitment. They know unity. They know a lot of words that go along with love, with feelings and different things. But they don't know your love, Father. They don't know what love really means. They don't know 1 Corinthians 13 love. They have no compass for that. So, Father, help us to show them love no matter what our situation is, no matter what we're going through, no matter what trial or tribulation we feel like is happening in our lives. Lord, let us shine for you. Let us shine for you in our areas of influence, whether it be family, workplace, retirement home, wherever it may be. Husbands, wives, kids, relatives, Father, wherever that is. Let us shine for you so bright. That we will proclaim your glory. And then give us the opportunity and the boldness when they come to us or when you put it on our hearts to go to them, whoever it is, wherever it is, to say, hey, Jesus loves you. He's got a great plan for you. We thank you, Father, right now that you're going to help us to shine. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, church. Well, y'all go out and shine. Have a great day. Yeah.